All right, welcome everybody. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, with our great friend Luke Radowski. We are Change. Luke, how you doing, man?
Exhausted, tired, jet lagged. Just came back from Poland and could have missed Ron Paul's birthday, so I had to come out here. But regretting cutting it, the trip's so short. I literally just flew in yesterday. So
you're about to go to sleep like right after this talk.
This is way past my bedtime for Poland. For Poland right now, it's like 2 a.m. So I'm a little tired, but good spirits, good people. And I mean, it's Ron Paul's 90th birthday.
It's a big deal.
You can't miss that. Yeah. Like, you have to be. They invite you. I'm like, I'm there.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Now, Luke, I'm a huge fan of your work, have been for 20 years, and our audience is a huge fan of your work. Tell our audience what you're focused on right now.
All the current use, as soon as it breaks, as soon as it develops. I think it's important to try to understand it from more of an anti-establishment mindset. And at the same time, whenever I do get the opportunity to travel somewhere, I usually like to do like long walks and to highlight the situation there. I just did a bunch of walk and talks in Poland that I really enjoyed.
Oh, very cool.
And there's a lot when it comes to Poland as a country that I think America could learn from. So it was really beautiful being able to walk in my own like home country and then show them the kind of best parts and show them the beautiful parts. And I was a little biased, but I love being able to just show people different kinds of perspectives that I think are worth entertaining. And I think it's all focused about making ourselves and the world better. And if we're able to do that in a more kind of inspirational way, that's what I hope to achieve and do.
Do you cover Polish politics? Because that's been a roller coaster, I believe.
Yeah, that's a bipolar freak show, to say the least.
Right.
The prime minister is like a woke globalist EU like tyrant. And then the president is like a Polish right-wing boxer, conservative guy who wants to close down all the borders. So I think the best government is no government. So I think the left and right wing fighting each other instead of doing stuff is great. So I prefer that. And I think stagnation in government is great because it means no government.
I like that. Now, your website is actually one of them that we spider on censored.news. So we're always showing your headlines and links to your stories. Tell people about your site and your channels and the work that you do.
It's mainly wearechange.org, youtube.com/wearechange. I've been working on it for, as you know, 21 plus years,
yes.
Even before YouTube even existed. We were doing independent media. And it's crazy how the landscape has changed. It's shifted. Right now, we're kind of in this like phase where you do have to produce a lot of content. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working and doing like 5-8 videos a day, 7 days a week. Adds to the exhaustion and tiredness that I'm feeling right now. But I think in today's kind of day and age, you have to be on top of everything. You have to know what's going on. And you have to stay as informed as you can. So I do my best as I can with talking to the people that I talk to. And, the researching and the studying, all of it is kind of compounded on the show. And I hope people appreciate it.
And how do you make sense of the fact that now so many influencers are paid shills instead of just like the organic stuff like you and I and all of us old guard people? Nobody ever paid us anything. They basically tried to stomp on us, but now all these influencers are getting paid.
Yeah, there's a big influence campaign where big money, whether it's like Big Soda is one example of it. The marijuana industry is another example of it. And a lot of prominent right wingers were bought off to promote a particular message. And they never disclosed that particular message or that kind of campaign that they were working on, which is kind of weird. Working in this industry, if there's ever any money exchange, you kind of got to tell people. I always tell people, hey, I'm working with this company.
Right.
There's
sponsor.
There's, you know, obviously a bias. And I think the corporate media is done. The corporate media is destroyed. And the big money that used to sponsor them understands that no longer do they actually get a return on their investment. So now they're moving towards independent media, and sadly a lot of people are being bought off, but they're being called out in real time, and seeing them being called out in real time is awesome. It's great because then people get to realize, oh, that guy took money from this, and it's super clear and obvious who takes money from whom.
Yeah, it is abundantly clear. Yeah.
And it's also, it's abundantly clear to us, my audience, myself, all, also that you're the real deal. You're a genuine person. I've known you, like I said, for over 20 years. You've always been at the tip of your game on this. Is there anything you want to give people about what's coming up or what you have, something you're working on that's going to be a big deal here?
Well, I think we're entering a very crazy, insane time in our political discourse. I think especially with all the revelations surrounding Epstein, we are at an extremely dangerous point in American history, especially with what is also happening with Ukraine and all the proxy wars right now. So I think we're seeing a big kind of unraveling of our society. And I think the more informed we could be, I think the more smart that we could, intelligent, the more we could just be on top of what's going on, the more of a safeguard we have against being screwed over by all the psyops and all the con games and all the Ponzi schemes that are being set up against us. And then you got to be critical of everyone. Just like I always said throughout my like 21 plus year career, don't trust me. Don't trust anyone. Do your own homework, do your own research. If there's anything that we teach you, the one thing that we hope to teach you is to be relying on yourself to do your own due diligence. We do it as best as we can, but you have to understand we're living in a landscape where it's a psyop on top of a psyop on top of a rabbit hole that keeps going a lot deeper than you expect it to go down.
Okay, last question for you, Luke. And again, thank you for your time. I know you're exhausted, but Trump and Putin are about to meet. Zelensky says he doesn't agree to the terms that Trump and Putin have already talked about. The UK government is a total wreck. France and Germany, they want war. Poland has the largest, actually, land army other than Turkey in NATO right now. I don't think Poland wants to go to war with Russia, but the UK does. What's going to happen in this situation, in your view, from what you know right now?
I remember talking about this situation for an extremely long time because it's building up since past 2014. If you look at 2012, specifically, that's when the first type of proxy war with Lindsey Graham, John McCain kind of started in Ukraine, with them kind of coming in there and fomenting dissent and wanting to move the government away from a Russian sphere of influence towards the kind of EU sphere of influence, BlackRock and State Street and Goldman Sachs type of influence. I think Trump is a very interesting political juggernaut, and anything and everything is possible with him. I mean, he says one thing, but he does something completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at his Iran policy, it was followed up with the disinformation campaign that made everyone think that Israel and the United States was at odds with each other. If the Ukraine war stops, the war in the Middle East will kick off. That's usually how it works here, because before the war in Ukraine, it was the war in Afghanistan. As soon as the war in Afghanistan ended, it was the Ukraine war. Before the war in Afghanistan, there was kind of an ebb and flow of the war in Iraq. So the intelligence agencies always need an excuse to do human trafficking and drug trafficking.
And you always need a conflict for money laundering.
Exactly. And if you look at the human souls that are paying the price of the war in Ukraine, it is disastrous. Not just, you know, young Slavic men, but then like young Slavic women are just being trafficked all over Europe. The drug traffic is just horrible. It's just awful. Ukraine, sadly, beautiful people, but their politicians are extremely corrupt. Zelensky understands, like, once the war's over, people are going to look at the accounting and the receipts, and they're going to see that a lot of the funds went to him. And I think this is why he tried to get rid of the corruption institutions and organizations.
Definitely.
So he has an invested interest in keeping this war going because he understands that's how he's going to stay in power. Same with Netanyahu in the Middle East. He's facing serious corruption charges, and he's not going to face those corruption charges as long as there's a war.
That's right. They need the perpetual war. Exactly. Well, everybody, Luke Radowski, wearechange.org. Support Luke's work because he's one of the few truly independent and courageous voices who's been doing this for a couple of decades. And you can count on this guy to report with integrity and with really strong analysis. So thank you, Luke.
Thank you for everything you do. You've been around for quite a while, too. It's like me, you, Gary Franchi, Mark Dice, Alex Jones. It's like there's only
we've been doing this a while.
Yeah. There's only a few faces that are like still around. So it's good to see that you're still around.
It's good to see you.
You're doing good stuff, brother.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, man.
God bless. Yeah. All right, Luke Radowski, everybody. WeAreChange.org. Check out the website. Thanks for watching.
Pink Himalayan Salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on Earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.